ultimate tough guy of the Roman Empire. Friend's Roman's countryman Julius Caesar met his demise on March 15th, 44 BC, the Ides of March, an even more intimidating date than little old Friday the 13th. But that distorter of history, Shakespeare, concocted the famous warning, "Beware the Ides of March." It never happened, and the real details of the assassination are quite a yarn in and of themselves. Barry Strauss is a professor of history at Cornell University and author of The Death of Caesar, the story of history's most famous assassination.
Oh, they certainly marked their time on the event of this assassination. It's one of the most famous dates in Roman history. It would have been hard to ignore it. When Augustus becomes emperor, and even before, he has the Senate House, where the Senate met that day, he has it walled up so that it will never be used again. And he declares the day a day of to commemorate parricide, killing one's father, because Caesar was the father of his country.
And indeed, the legacy retains that quality in the Ides of March of the 21st century. You think about
indeed.
Julius Caesar,
yes.
You think about the Ides of March. The line, the Feast of the Lupercal from Julius Caesar in Shakespeare, what does that refer to? It's a pagan festival, and it actually has political significance here.
Yeah, this is a festival that took place on February 15th, so a month before the Ides of March. And it was a festival of purification and of fertility. But on the Feast of the Lupercal in 44 BC, Caesar was seated on the rostra, the speaker's platform in the forum. And when the chief priest of the festival, Mark Antony, ran up to Caesar, he offered him the kingship. And Caesar ostentatiously turned it down. There were many in Rome who concluded that this was all a trial balloon, that Caesar was behind the whole thing, and he was testing what the public's reaction would be were he to become king.
In Shakespeare, the ritual of the assassination is meticulously seen as everybody has to stab him so that everybody has blood on their hands. Is that historically accurate?
I don't think it is. Caesar only got 23 wounds, and we know that there were more than 60 conspirators. Perhaps it was the case that it was the conspirators in the main group and in the core of the conspiracy. Perhaps they all had to stab Caesar. But I think there were others in the Senate that day whose job was largely to prevent help from coming to Caesar.
Shakespeare would have us believe that then after 23 wounds, Caesar goes, "And you too, Brutus?"
Yeah. You know, the et tu, Brute is an Elizabethan invention. There's nothing about that in the ancient sources. What the ancient sources do report is a rumor that what Caesar said in the midst of being stabbed was something in Greek. He said, "Kai sou technon," which means "you too, child." If he did say "you too, child," and the sources say it was directed at Brutus, what did he mean by this? One possibility is he was referring to the rumor that Brutus was his illegitimate son, and he might have been insulting Brutus by saying, "You just killed your father, and so you've committed a heinous crime." Or he might have been quoting a line from a Greek play that went on to say, "You too, child, will one day taste power such as mine." Or he might have been quoting a common thing on a curse tablet, and the Romans used curse tablets in which they would write, "Same to you." So any one of those is a possible interpretation of what he meant.
So on the Ides of March, do you think all world leaders think to themselves, wonder if I'm going to get through this day?
Well, you know, probably most world leaders are too busy to think about that sort of thing. And maybe as a self-defense, they try not to. But you got to imagine there's some of them who do wonder because it's a terrifying possibility.
Barry Strauss, thanks so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Barry Strauss is a history professor at Cornell University, author of The Death of Caesar, the story of history's most famous assassination.